Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Here's the second of the seven halachas that Admain ruled on that the Chachamim disagreed with. What is a Moida B'miktsas? Did your Menahel principal ever ask you, did you do that? And you say, well, only I, you're a Moida B'miktsas. You always want to know what that means, right? Okay, when a person goes to someone else and he asks him for a certain amount of money, you owe me a certain amount of money. That person says, I owe you something, but not as much as you say. So Reuven says that Shimon owes him 100. Shimon says, I only owe you 50. The Torah says that Shimon's going to have to swear that Itaka only owes him 50. Zak the Mishnah, but what happens in this case? Hatoyin es chevei, Reuven demands of his friend Shimon, Kadei Shem. He says, look, there are 10 jugs of oil that you have that belong to me. V'hoide bekankanam. Shimon says, I don't owe you any oil. I do owe you 10 empty jugs, though. What's the difference between a kad and a kankan? And the answer is, it's the same thing. The term kad is usually used when it's full. And a kankan is used when it's empty. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al testakal bekankan, ela b'mashe yeshba. Don't look at the jug on the outside. Look what's inside. In other words, when you're referring only to the jug without what's inside, we refer to it as a kankan. Either way, is this a case of Moida B'miktsas or not? Admin says yes. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 10 jugs of oil. And Shimon is Moida a little bit. Yeah, I owe you the empty jugs, but not the oil. So Admin says, Hoyel v'hoida b'miktsas atayna, being that Shimon admits he owes him the empty jug, so Yeshava, he has to swear that he also doesn't owe him the oil. The Chachamim say, no, ein zu haydomim in a tain. What he's being moida on is not what the person is claiming that he owes him. Basically, the machloikis here is as follows, as the Batanur explains it. According to Admin, when Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 10 jugs of oil, the claim is against both the oil and the jugs. So when he says, I owe you the jugs, not the oil, that's moida b'miktsas. Whenever you're moida on part of it, you have to swear on the rest. The Chachamim say, when someone says you owe me 10 jugs of oil, he's not thinking about the jugs, he's thinking about the oil. If I say to you, you owe me 10 jugs of oil, what do I mean? I mean the amount of oil that goes into 10 jugs. I mentioned jugs, but I'm not coming to you, and the jugs. I'm thinking about the jugs, think about the oil. I'm mentioning jugs because that's how I'm measuring how much oil you owe me. So if you're answering me that I owe you jugs, that's not what I asked you for. And Memela said, Chachamim, that's not called a Moida B'miktsas. I'm asking you for one thing and you're being Moida on something else, which I didn't ask you for. But Tanur, however, says that the halacha is like Admin.